Strange things are going on at the North Pole, and they have nothing to do with Santa Claus. Scientists who watch the Arctic say they are seeing changes there that might be symptoms of global warming. Some of those changes could have far-reaching consequences. NPR's Christopher Joyce has this story on the Arctic thaw.
If you were in space, looking straight down at the North Pole, you'd see a sort of ice cream float. It's the Arctic Ocean, covered in whipped cream, only it's really floating sea ice. Six great rivers in Russia feed that ocean. For the past 67 years, a few very cold scientists have painstakingly measured their flow.
A person actually has a handheld meter stick that goes down to the river and measures the height of the river every day to the nearest centimeter.
Bruce Peterson is not one of those people. He works in Massachusetts at the Woods Hole Marine Biological Laboratory, where he studies ecosystems. Recently, he looked at the history of those rivers and found something remarkable. The flow of fresh water into the Arctic Ocean has increased by 7%. Not a lot, until you realize that the three Siberian rivers are each about as big as the Mississippi.
The increase in amount would be equivalent to probably 30% of a Mississippi per year.
Big news for seals, perhaps, but in fact, that fresh water doesn't stay put. As Peterson reports in the journal Science, Arctic water flows into the North Atlantic, where it hops onto an enormous roller coaster under the sea. It's a convection current. Warm water from the tropics travels north on the surface. Up near Greenland, it releases its heat and heads back to the tropics. It's a big loop, and it keeps Europe warmer than it would be otherwise. Peterson worries about what a lot of new fresh water might do to this oceanic conveyor belt. Fresh water floats, like oil, on top of salt water. It might act like a cap and stop the current. No more heat pump for Europe.
So that you have then the potential of cooling, a regional cooling in the North Atlantic area. And that's one of the things that people talk about when they say abrupt climate change.
The irony here is that this possible European deep freeze would be the result of the current warming of the Northern Hemisphere. Rising temperature means more snow and rain and more fresh water into the Arctic. Like so much about global climate, such a direct cause and effect is hard to prove, but Peterson says others also suspect this really is what's happening.
Something weird is going on in the Arctic.
Mark Serres has spent years either on the Arctic sea ice or studying satellite images of it. He says sea ice has been shrinking for 20 years, but the loss this year surprised him.
What we found this year was that 2002 reached a new record, shattered all the old records. It's certainly the least sea ice we've seen since 1978, and probably at least for the past 50 years.
Serres, an atmospheric scientist at the University of Colorado, also points to the ice sheet that covers much of Greenland. It set a record this year for melting. Many scientists blame warming on increasing carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, a man-made cause. And in fact, computer models predict that the Arctic is where global warming will hit first. There might be natural explanations. There's a cyclical weather pattern in the northern Atlantic that sometimes affects sea ice. And there's a natural warming and cooling cycle in the Arctic. In fact, Arctic weather got this warm 80 years ago when atmospheric carbon dioxide was much lower. Serres says he's been skeptical of the evidence that humans are causing warming, but the sea ice discovery has convinced him otherwise.
It's not a smoking gun, but it contributes to this overall body of evidence. And this is one of these things that's tipped me to the other side of the fence.
Whatever the cause, scientists say the Arctic is likely to continue to be the best barometer for climate watchers. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.